The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, relationship and marriage experts Jimmy and Karen Evans join James and Betty to discuss living in love.
In great marriages are not soulmate perfect relationships based on chemistry. They're two people in the trenches of life that stay there together long enough that one day you wake up and say, you could have left 100 times and you didn't.
Stay tuned and understand how to build a relationship that can stand the test of time.
Thank you so much. Hey, appreciate it. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have written a book that's in the bookstores. It's called Living in Love. And I have a couple that we've invited to be our guests today that really have had such a tremendous impact that I actually considered them. And in light of considering them, really discussed not writing a book. Because I said, these people have spent their life counseling with married couples, and they're awesome. And I'm talking about Jimmy and Karen Evans, Marriage Today. They talk about marriage and family as effectively. As a matter of fact, the only way I know how to put it, it's a very special touch of God, because they actually invite you in. I mean, you know, where Jimmy said he really was a jerk. He wasn't just being accused of being a jerk. He was a first-class, world-class, award-winning jerk. And he tells you what the journey was like as they really went through what was impossible reconciliation. They reached a point that they really did think they would divorce. But God miraculously changed them, and he took them on a journey. Well, so when Betty and I were asked to write Living in Love, and I'll tell you why we wrote it, because so many viewers said, would you please write it? And then everybody that came through Life Today television would say, you all have been a blessing to us. Would you tell your story? And here's how the publisher, which happened to be the largest publisher in the world, they came to us and they said, would you please? And they did publish it under a branch called Waterbrook, which is one of their inspirational branches. Here's what they said to us. They said, we want you to let people go on your journey because they've seen something that works. And here's what other marriage overseers have said. It's not just a how-to book. It's how it did happen 47 years, and you all are really in love with each other and really excited, really enjoy the relationship. I can't look at you, and I love you to smile. I can't look at her and just want to tell her how beautiful she is, how cute she is, and how fun she is, because it's the real deal. And this isn't like Showtime. I mean, if you saw Showtime, you'd think we're downplaying it out here. We're crazy about each other. And there's a reason that we were able to really get through all the challenges and arrive at a place of incredible joy after being together and in love 50 years, really in love. Here's the deal. We're not supposed to be the odd couple. This is what God wants for you. Well, we want to help you. Living in love is what God wants us to do. And we have asked Jimmy and Karen, who we really believe to be experts. And by the way, they're glad we wrote the book, too. We hope you are. But we didn't consider ourselves experts. We believe we experienced life and want to share it. Would you welcome Jimmy and Karen Evans to Life Today? Jimmy and Karen, we welcome the experts.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I really hope you understand what I'm saying. I mean it in the truest sense of the word, because we've had a lot of great counselors. A lot of them are great. And we bring any of them in that can help marriages, because we love people. But you all really have a gift. But we felt like, who are we?
Well, Karen read the book first, and she was walking through the house one day, and she said, you're going to love James and Betty's book. She said, it's fantastic. And she loved the way that it read from a woman's perspective. And both of you guys playing off of each other and all that you do in the book is fantastic. But, you know, the thing I loved about it is it's so real. Mm-hmm. You guys, I mean, you're like us. You shouldn't have made it, I mean, really, with your backgrounds.
Right.
You were so different. And both came from really kind of especially you, James, a destructive mm-hmm. background. And you, Betty, you know, you had low self-esteem and all the things you were going through. Mm-hmm. And I just absolutely love the honesty of the book, and every person can relate to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was reading, I just got blessed. It really helped me. Because when I was reading it, I just thought, Everyone goes through that, but so few people talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you're so transparent, but you talk about money, you talk about sex, you talk about communication, you talk about commitment, you talk about trust. And the way I feel about it is that just any person, whether you are married or divorced or struggling or wherever you are, reading that book just gives you a picture of a couple that's been married 47 years. You've just been through everything. Mm-hmm. And rather than letting it cause you to give up or to, you know, harm each other, you just hung in there. You were committed to God. You were committed to each other. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's a story of commitment and what God can do with anyone who hangs in there and does things right. So I just congratulate you on the book. But Karen loved it, then I read
like
it, and I just loved
it too. It's personal. It's not clinical. It's not step 2, 3, 4, 5. It's very personal. It's you're very honest. I love the way you're open and honest about your stories. And I mean, I found out things about you that I would never have known.
Really? You may not tell her, but she's looking at Betty. She told her straight. And here's the deal. You are hearing Betty, and a lot of you are saying, I wish she'd talk a lot on television. She's telling me, I don't want to. Don't ask me to. I'm not. But in the book, she's all the way through.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
Well, you know, the title, Living in Love, didn't by any means mean that we had it all together. We had it all figured out. It wasn't perfect. We didn't start off that way. We had to learn how to live together.
Exactly. Right.
Because you have two different personalities. Mm-hmm. But Living in Love was, we chose that title because we were able to still be in love and work through all the journey, the challenges that came, because I brought baggage into the relationship. He brought baggage into the relationship.
Y'all brought massive baggage.
We did.
I mean,
it was
really,
by God's grace.
I was shocked. We've known you guys for a long time. I was reading that book. I was just shocked. This is the book. If you want to be inspired, like Karen said, it's not a how-to 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just the expose of a couple who loves God, who's committed to each other, but has been in the trenches of reality in every aspect. And it is inspirational because it's like a Rocky story. You know, y'all were underdogs. I mean, James, your background alone was so unbelievably bad that for you
it's typical of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sure.
The sad thing is a lot of people come from a dysfunctional family or an addictive family or a missing father. Mm-hmm. And that is precisely the case. And I really do believe that as I said, you know, we're not supposed to be the odd couple or the exception to the rule. I believe we're the typical like God story that God can have a total effect in your life, a transforming effect. And that's what we're trying to encourage you to go on that journey with us. Karen, you were talking about Betty a moment ago, and I want to come back to that because so many of our viewers and so many people say, I wish we could hear your heart more. Mm-hmm. And you all know from the time you began your ministry to families, I've been your encourager and done everything I could to help you.
That's right.
Well, I don't talk freely about books we've written, and I've written a number of books. Mm-hmm. I talk about other people's books. This book I can talk about freely and openly because a great portion of half of the book is Betty. Mm-hmm. And it's Betty expressing herself like our viewers say, I wish we could hear Betty's heart. Mm-hmm. I wish we could know what her feelings are. I wish we knew what she's going through. And women identify with it. Do you agree that's coming out, that the wish people
100%.
Have
that's
is
the,
coming out on the pages?
Honestly,
of the book.
No offense to you, but that's what I got the most out of the book,
sure.
is her, hearing her side. Because, you know, I'll hear that, you know, seminars, we'll do seminars, and I don't speak, because I'm not a speaker. And they'll say, well, we want to hear Karen. It's like, no, trust me, you don't want to hear me, because I'll go off in a million trails. But it's like, you know, we all have a heart. Mm-hmm. We all have things in our past. We have all suffered. We all have pain. And, you know, just to hear another woman express the same thing that most everybody in this audience has gone through, and in real terms, it's not on a stage, it's not before a camera, it's, this is my home, this is how I live, this mm-hmm. is the fights we have, this is how we work through those fights, this is, you know, it's just so personal. I mean, the most practical, personal way of expressing a woman's heart to in a marriage and to another woman. So I highly would recommend it.
Well, you know, Jimmy, you mentioned the word commitment earlier. Yeah. And I think that is one truly the most important things that our marriage has been based upon. Mm-hmm. And just as young as we were when we got married, I never, and the disagreements aren't, well, I call them disagreements. They were real arguments, you know.
Right.
Fights.
Sometimes.
But I never, because when we married, it was for life. Mm-hmm. We really had that in our hearts and believed that. And even though we had these challenges, big challenges, as you said earlier, to these hurdles to climb, jump over and everything, I never felt threatened that we were going to divorce or leave one another. I trusted his love for me enough that I knew we could get through whatever disagreement it was. And that makes a big difference. And I feel like he felt the same way.
That's what you guys are such a great example of. A lot of people have the misconception that if they marry their soulmate, that it's just happily ever after, and you wake up every morning, look at each other and say, hallelujah. You know, boy, isn't it, it's just happening, you know, just because of the chemistry. It's not that way. That if you marry your perfect soulmate, you have to work at the relationship. You're going to go through tough times, and great marriages are not soulmate perfect relationships based on chemistry. They're two people in the trenches of life that stay there together long enough that one day you wake up and say, you could have left 100 times and you didn't, and you're my friend. And that's when you bond.
And your love really does grow in those times.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so the picture that you guys are giving is 47 years of reality, of just living life together and all the things that come through life. Karen said it right. It's just so honest, and it's so vulnerable, and that's what people need. But I just, your commitment to me, like James says, you shouldn't be the exception. Is America and the world needs to go back to a covenant-based marriage. Right. And you talk about that in your book very well.
Now, you actually use your teaching and Robert's teaching where you talk about the difference in a covenant and a contract. Yeah. And it's one of the most incredible things where you're not just trying to protect your rights, but you're actually laying them down and picking up your responsibilities. The whole country knows nothing about picking up responsibility. That's why we're about to lose freedom. Mm-hmm. That's why the church is less effective than I'll be when I'm taking the responsibility of living the Christ life. Right. You know, one of the things I think is important, we talk about in the book, that I'm going to throw this in. Betty, this is going to kind of catch her a little off guard, maybe. But we talk about confronting issues and dealing with conflict. And you used the reference a while ago that we hang in there, and I know what you meant because you mean you hang in, but you're committed to what you're doing. But a lot of people are hanging in there, letting the rough end drag, and just hanging in. And what I have found is that if you hang on to Him and hang on to truth and hang on to one another, you don't have to hang in there. Mm-hmm. You can go somewhere. And here's what I'll say, Betty. Your natural response to correction is to hear it as criticism.
Absolutely.
Am I right about that?
You're right.
So you had to brace yourself for just a second. But here's what you need to do, that beautiful smile that came. Because what that was a confession of reality. But here's where the supernatural kicks in. If she has that tendency when you speak a word, however encouraging, I could come in and drape myself in flowers and say, I want to say something to you. I'm going to just, but you see, that isn't going to help. If you're going to take whatever comes as criticism, you have to know you need to get past that. And here's what it takes. Now, listen to me. You say, well, Betty just needs to get over that. No, I need to understand that. Mm-hmm. That's called the wisdom that comes from above. Way beyond me, I'm not that smart. I'm neither that smart nor sensitive enough to realize what's happening. She feels that she is disappointed because she has so wanted to do it right. Now she has failed in what is her heart's desire. And to please and to help and to say, and now she's failed. And she hears that. And I have to let her know, hey, wait a minute, honey. We just need to look at something. If I don't come with supernatural enabling, and then she doesn't have the ability to catch herself, because her first tendency to be to storm out of the room or off and pout. And you talk about big temper. You said a professional like he had the degree on jerk, you had the degree on pout. You said that. And
He keeps going back to it, Betty. He won't let it go.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm the one that made the list of his sins because I couldn't think of any of mine.
She wrote them down and she asked if they had a bigger legal pad. Here's the thing. What I'm saying to you is that this ability for me to see how I needed to approach it. I talk about confrontation, Jimmy, and I'm grateful to say it in the later years of my life, I've become a compassionate confronter instead of an abrasive confronter, which you see a lot of that. And we really talk about resolution of the conflict so we get to a harmonious place. And I want to say to all of you out here, for those of you who had the partner and lost it, you didn't lose hope. A whole lot of the book is talking to you about hope. See, God hates divorce because He hates what happened that led to the divorce. The divorce certificate or going to the courthouse, that's not the issue. It's what happened in the relationship. It's tearing at the relationship that God hates. He doesn't want you not to be there. And see, I love you. I want you to have a relationship. I want you to have a relationship I never had when I was a kid without a home. And I don't see many people with it. And I want it for all of you. So if your relationship's broken or your heart's broken or it's strained, I want you to know it can be better than you ever dreamed. I mean, it can be beyond anything you ever imagined. It's not the unreachable star. It's really the possibility that He lifts, it enables us to two of us, like Jimmy and Karen said, the impossible, to have the possible, because with God, there's nothing impossible. Mm-hmm. We want you to get the book, which if you will simply help us, literally, give water to those who are in desperate need. And you're gonna see that need. As a matter of fact, you're gonna hear Tammy Trent, who lost her husband, drowning in water. And it was his hobby. Water took his life, and you're gonna hear Tammy talking about what water can do. How that which took the love of her life, how that water gives life, is essential for life all over the world. And I don't know that I've ever seen anyone go to the mission field with greater compassion and passion for the purpose of literally rescuing those who are perishing. We want to help you in your relationship. We want you to have a meaningful relationship with God and with those you love and with your spouse. And if your life has been impacted and your relationships hurt in a negative way, even lost a marriage, you've not lost life. And that's the reason why we want to bless you and help you live in love. But we also want to encourage you to release the love of God. That's really a part of the healing process. It's really a part of the joy in life. I think you'll see what I'm talking about. Watch this.
Our mission teams have traveled around the world, from Africa to Asia to South America to Central America. And that's what I'm doing here in Eastern Europe with the Life's Missions team. The heartbreak for me, being on this trip the last couple of weeks, is going into these villages and spending time with the children and seeing how the water source that they have surrounding them is literally killing them. With every sip they take, they are drinking death. And this is what they're using to drink. I mean, they're drinking this stuff. It's just the smell, if you could smell this right now, it's just absolutely, it's like sewage water. They are basically drinking sewage water. Seeing the families that we've seen and hearing the stories that we've heard, seeing firsthand for myself how this water offers them death, basically. There is no life in this water.
I want you to take a look at this water, Tammy, and see if you would dare drink it.
I cannot imagine anybody having to drink this water. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. What a reminder to me that even 8 years ago, how water had represented death, where I remember sitting on the edge of the water with my husband, Trent. And I'll never forget that day for me standing on the edge of the water in his scuba diving outfit, ready to go on the greatest expedition of his life. I remember waving goodbye to him, and I had no idea at that moment that that'd be the last time I would ever see him again. He slipped into the water, and he was gone. At that moment, water represented death to me. I have seen firsthand that the difference this ministry can make in the lives of hundreds of thousands, millions of people all over the world. The water that Life Outreach International can bring to these people by coming in and drilling them a well that will give them fresh, clean water, this to me now represents a whole nother story. This to me now is water that gives life. What a difference for me. What a trip for me. What a reality for me. Thank you. Thank you, Life Outreach, for bringing water that gives life.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how anyone could make it any clearer. Tammy, I know you watch Life Today. You not only represent life in mission outreaches all over the world, but you watch us, and I want to tell you that you really do reveal in the clearest way the heart of God. Thank you. And to all of you who are watching, can I just tell you what our missionaries have told us? Those of you who support the mission outreaches, you're the greatest people on the planet. You have never met many of the mission workers and relief workers who planted their lives in the midst of pain and suffering. But you have connected with them supernaturally. I mean, it's a supernatural thing where you literally give them the ability to put arms of love around the suffering and give them life. It's not just a feeble gesture. I mean, you talk about coming with a cup of clean water. You watch these little children, they go and they dip up this dirty water in every kind of container they can get. A lot of them just get it in their hand, and it's like a dog, but you wouldn't want your pet to drink that stuff. You couldn't. You couldn't accept anybody in your family drinking it. Well, these are people God loves. And see, it's not just we wish we could do something about it. We know we can. And that's why we have located 415 areas where the missionaries have already taken the love of God in word, and they've done much to alleviate suffering. Some of these are areas where we've been feeding, but we know the contaminated water is killing them. So we're asking you, please, make the best gift you can to help us drill water wells. If you could possibly cover the cost of a well, it's $4,800. Would you do that? It's something that people have found such joy doing that it becomes one of their annual goals every year. We've got people who do what Betty and I do, and they say, every time we emphasize it in Water for Life, we're going to drill a well. And we asked God to enable us to do that, and He did it. Would you drill a well or give $1,200 and pray three people join you, or $2,400 and say, God, give me another person to join? Keep in mind, however, because I know some of you say, James, you always ask for the whole thing. You always ask big. I don't think people need help thinking small. I want you to help think big. $48, however. 10 people water the rest of their life. So that $48, boy, that's huge to those three people. $144, 30 people water for life. We're going to send you Living in Love. Betty and I found some keys and secrets. We've been sharing those. We want you to know. I believe the book, many of you have told us how it's blessed you. You may want to pass this one on to a friend. Praying God's Word will send you both books for any gift, because you are literally giving life and love. And praying God's Word is critical for those of you who face whatever challenges in life. When I was recovering from staph infection, I was actually in the heat of the battle. Robin, our daughter, who had just won an incredible battle with cancer, she came to our home and to her dad while I was still very weak. She gave me this leather girdle, and she said, and I told her it was really a treasure, and later I called her and said, Robin, you have no idea what this means to me. Carried around everywhere, and God talks to me and says something. I write it down, and then I go back and study on what He put in my heart. She said, Daddy, God told me to buy that journal. I saw it in a bookstore. Well, we've gotten them for you, and I'd like to send one to you because it'll bless you, and you make a gift of $100 or more, we'll send it. You help us toward that water well with a $1,200 gift or more, we're going to send you the beautiful bronze along with the other gifts. Please, dial that number, take your bank card, use it like a check. You write a check, make it to Life, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. This is an exciting time of the year to join together to share water. Please do your part today.
Water. Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested can lead to death. But one new water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your donation today, Mission Water for Life can drill 415 water wells this year in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any size, we'll send you Living in Love, James and Betty's new book that shares keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. You'll also receive Beth Moore's best-selling book, Praying God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to record and reflect on your own personal times with God. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture representing God's fatherly love for us as His children. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I'm kneeling down here by what is a common water source for little village areas. This river meanders through this part of Central America. And it's the water source. It's contaminated with animal waste. It's contaminated with human waste because they don't have any sewage. They have no running water. So they go to the bathroom out here in the bush and the brush. And then it washes here. And people get all kinds of intestinal diseases. And clean water, fresh water, that's the answer. And this is what they have now, making them sick, killing a lot of them, very young. But we can give them a fresh water well. You may be able to give one, or give toward it, or give a cup of water that adds up and becomes a well of water. But we need everyone's help. You make a life-giving call today, please. Would you say thanks to Jimmy and Karen Evans? Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Karen. Thanks for blessing marriage. Thank all of you for watching Life Today and sharing Life Today.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Lisa Bevere will discuss what it means to live in love.
It's not the storms outside that destroy our marriage, it's the storms inside.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.